When you start school, you receive the basics: reading, writing, arithmetic. Parents and teachers hope students will use those building blocks to become productive, money-earning adults. How to manage that money is something they're a lot less likely to learn in school. But some think it should be taught right alongside the basics. And that means starting young. WHYY's Avi Wolfman Arendt has more.
Is there anybody here who would like a treat?
Todd Zartman stands before a room of pre-K teachers on a recent weekday and offers them a choice: pretzels or popcorn. But there isn't enough of either snack for everyone to get a bag.
And you can see where we're headed here. I'm going to have some unhappy people in a second. So how about in the back? And again, some new faces.
Zartman works for the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. He's teaching teachers how to teach economics. And not just typical economics. Economics for preschoolers. The Kiddynomics curriculum was created by the Fed branch in St. Louis, and Zartman is helping to roll it out here in Philadelphia. Kiddynomics focuses on the basics of what the Fed calls economic thinking, things like choice and scarcity.
And scarcity means that there isn't enough for everyone to have everything that they want.
Financial literacy is a fringe subject. Only 17 states require it to be taught in schools, and Pennsylvania is not one of them. The Federal Reserve and others want personal finance to be a core part of the curriculum, something you learn early and often. Research on the effectiveness of financial literacy shows mixed results, but Philly pre-K teacher Aaliyah Tinsley thinks it's worth trying.
We need to teach them all concepts at an early age and not wait until they're in debt.
Tinsley wishes someone had stressed to her the importance of saving money and not spending on things like
sequins, UGG boots, like just stupid stuff.
So is there a straight line between the scarcity lessons of today and the sequined purchases of tomorrow? Maybe Tinsley students will tell you in 20 years. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.